We are the Mystery History Podcast. I'm Allison.
I'm Rachel.
Welcome to episode 175 on Sean Great, the Ladies' Man Killer.
Man. Yep.
It's good to be back.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
It's been forever.
Yes. Yeah. So let me talk about that a little bit. I don't even know. Time has left me at this point. I have no idea what happened to me because I'm still honestly in shock about it. But let's just say last month March.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Saturday, the only thing I can think of is I carried in the gigantic Sam's bottles of water that has like 875 packs of water in it.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I bent down to put it in a shelf that we have in our kitchen, and I twisted. And I didn't feel anything weird. I stood up. I was like, okay, let's carry on with the day. But then that night, my right leg started hurting. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good. So the worst part, not the worst part, but we had decided to change my daughter's playroom into a library. And we had went to Menards. We had bought flooring. My husband was like, I'm going to do this. And he hates home improvement projects. So I was so excited. And I was like, well, I kind of don't feel great right now. So let's wait until Sunday. And then we can do all that. Sunday, I could not walk. I could not sit. I could not do a thing.
She bent with her back and not with her legs.
That's the moral of the story, my friends. Always use your legs, not your back. So 2 weeks, I was on my stomach, basically. I could not sit or stand. I couldn't drive myself anywhere. I had to take like two. It was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my whole life.
I was so concerned for you. That was very scary. Yeah, not good.
I didn't even want to talk to anybody.
I know. And that's how I knew there was like a major problem, because I would like text you and you wouldn't text me back. And that's very unlike you. So I was like, uh-oh, like something's going, like it hurts so bad. She's not even looking at her phone at all.
I was crying pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. Terrible.
My husband, my dad, my mom, everyone would take me to chiropractor appointments and I would have to lay down in the back of the car. It was just crazy. It was really like, and it was excruciating all the time. I just can't believe that that happened. So luckily my chiropractor is amazing. He pushed through an MRI. I looked at the MRI. I texted, or I put it on Facebook and said, does anybody know how to read this? My sister-in-law said, my dad is a doctor at UC. I've met this man one time at their wedding. And then he called me after looking at my MRI and he's like, you need emergency surgery tomorrow. So the next day I had emergency surgery for a bulging disc that was pressing on my nerve that they were worried was going to cause permanent damage. But I'm back,
it
baby.
Didn't. And here we are.
Here we are. Because if all that wouldn't have happened, I still believe that I would be laying on my belly in excruciating pain waiting on somebody to help me. So
yeah,
I'm just so thankful. And I mean, it was
amazing.
Amazing. It felt like such a long time because it was 2 weeks of absolute pain. Then, you know, the weeks of recovering from surgery. But as soon as I woke up from surgery, I felt better because it wasn't constantly hurting. So
yeah,
all of the stars aligned in the galaxy. I am feeling so much better. I have good days and bad days still. And the pain in my leg is not all the way gone. And they said that it could take a few months before that's better. But I will take it any day out of the week.
Yeah, you're able to move. Yes. Yeah.
I drove a car the first time a week ago, and that was really weird.
That is really weird. Did you feel like you forgot how to drive almost?
I was like, man, I feel like I'm going really fast. And it was my right leg. So even if I could have sat down, I didn't have enough ability to
strength.
push the pedal down. So
Mm-hmm.
it's just weird. It's so weird. But yeah, that is why we had to pause recording
Yeah.
pretty like quickly.
Abruptly, yeah. It was one day
Yeah.
and immediate, yes. So
Freaking Sam's Water, man. Be careful with that. Ooh, get a
kick
dolly or something.
it across the floor.
Right? But yes.
Bending over with it. Well, now you all know not to do that. So
No, don't ever do that. I told Josh that he is responsible for all the water carrying for the rest of our lives. And if something happens to him first before me, I'm having Amazon deliver
yeah, they'll
it.
bring it in for
Yeah. Yeah, put it on my shelf, please. Or just I'll leave it
and
on the porch and grab a bottle.
one at a time. So did they tell you if you're more susceptible to hurting your back now that it's happened already?
They said that there is a chance that my disc could move back out again and press on my nerve, but it's not likely. And I feel like they just have to tell everybody, like, all the scenarios, but like
Yeah.
for a couple weeks, I wasn't able to lift any more than 5 pounds, and I wasn't allowed to like do anything crazy. And
Who was carrying your purse around?
yeah, no kidding, right? I switched to an Adidas like fanny pack situation.
Oh my gosh, did that kill you? Your keys weigh 5 pounds.
I didn't need them because I wasn't driving.
Oh yeah, good
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, so but no, so I don't, I hope that that never happens again. But it's
Yeah.
funny because my mom had, I'm 37. My mom had the same exact thing happen to her with the same exact disc and everything when she was 41. Same else, oh, shoot. I forget. S7L1 or flip-flopped. I forget.
That's so weird. Did she have to have the same back surgery?
Same thing. She had an MRI one day, and the next day she was in surgery. And
That's
she had dealt with
crazy.
it for like 3 months, and she was still going to work.
Your mom's a trooper.
She had walked around in high heels at my grandfather's funeral with a broken leg.
I
Like,
remember. Yeah.
what?
Insane.
I'm not that person. And I feel like I have a very high pain tolerance. I
You
feel like
do. Yeah. So your mom, Ann Shirley, shows us up.
she is, yeah, she's like
Wild.
bionic, but yeah, so I told my brother, said, watch out, 'cause your time is a
You're
coming.
next. It's ticking.
Yep, you
Hopefully
got about
not.
7 years and then it's just funny how it was the same thing that happened, but
Yeah, that is very crazy.
freaky. But yes, now we are
We are.
back and we're
Yay.
glad to be here. We really missed this.
Yes, we did.
And we missed all of you. And I will say that thank you guys so much for your messages and like checking in on us. And some people were worried that the podcast was done. And all those things make us feel really, really good because we
Yeah.
talk every other week and we don't know if anybody's listening, but you do.
Right. It's so nice to know people care.
They really, really care. And I just thank you for all that. Thank you for your grace. I know, like, usually whenever podcasts take a long break like that, super hard to get back to where you were. But
Yeah.
the patrons too, like, we didn't lose one Patreon, even though we hadn't submitted a new episode in like 4 weeks. So,
We
probably
really
longer than
appreciate
that.
you guys. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
so.
So we are excited to be back. We will be back on our normal every other week schedule with a weekly Patreon every Friday. If you want to join our Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/mysteryhistorypodcast. And guess what? We were out for like a month and a half.
Is the merch on sale?
You know it is, girlfriend. 35% off.
Ooh.
Could be yours.
Get it.
There's a link in our bio at TeePublic where you can search on TeePublic MHP and it'll pull up all of our stuff. Jamie, she's been amazing through this whole thing. She really went ham right before this tragedy occurred and sent us all these images, was all caught up, and then it's like we fell off the face of the earth. So
Yeah.
she's awesome still to this day.
To this very day.
And then always you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, Mystery History Podcast.
Yeah, follow us.
Yeah.
Tell us hello.
Hello. Tell me if you had back surgery.
She wants to know.
I need to have, we need a group. Like, I
Share
need a
war
group.
stories.
Right? Okay, well, enough about all that business. Yeah,
Ready to talk about this guy?
let's see if we remember how to do this.
Let's see.
Okay,
You
well, why don't
ready?
you get us started? Yeah.
I would love to. This guy's terrible. So,
Oh, perfect.
Straven. Sean Great was born on August 8th, 1976, in Marion, Ohio, to Terry Great and Teresa McFarland, which is approximately 2 hours away from our very location right now.
Wait.
What?
Two?
Yeah, about 2 hours, right?
No way. Oh, never mind. Oh my God, I forgot how we did this. No, I was thinking you said married, and I was like, wait, he was married to two people in 1975? That's his parents.
Yes, those are his parents.
Yes, it is 2 hours away.
Marion, Ohio. Marion.
Okay,
Yes.
I'm in it now.
Is Marion, Ohio where we went to do the house?
I
What was it
don't
called
think
again?
so. Let me see.
Feel like it was close.
What is Marion,
Anyways,
Ohio?
you do that and I will continue talking.
Okay, yes.
Sean experienced a typical childhood marked by his parents' divorce just 2 days before his 6th birthday, so that would suck. That led him and his siblings to be raised by a single mother. He faced academic challenges. He was held back in both kindergarten and 1st grade. Around the age of 11, Teresa left the family to be with her boyfriend in Kentucky, which left Sean to live with his father. So that's like not typical, right? Ending
Right.
up with your single dad. Not the whatever. It's like not
Dads
that
are
that's a
fine too
problem,
sometimes.
but
Yes.
right. Especially back then though, I feel like it's weird for the mom to abandon her kids. So she did, and he lived with his dad. Despite these difficulties, Sean was pretty popular during his teenage years, so like in high school, especially among girls. He was known for his charm. However, there were signs of distress then. His high school girlfriend observed him spending days just lying around on the couch before all of a sudden he would be back to normal. So he was having some depressive, like mood swingy things. His half sister, Barbara, recalled Sean was really talented in baseball, but he had an injury when he was 17, and that abruptly ended his sports career, which led into a complete downward spiral.
Oh no.
So he was already having some issues with depression when this injury, which, as you very well know, can really mess with you mentally. I know the
Absolutely.
same too, because I've also had surgery. So anytime, and especially to take away something that you're talented at. So he really spiraled after that happened. Barbara noted that Sean lost interest in pretty much everything and started hanging out with some bad kids. And eventually he started to use drugs
Probably
with
to
those
numb
kids.
it,
So,
numb the pain. Yeah, you, good point.
disappointment, the pain, all of it. Yeah.
Good point on that because mental health is such a funny thing. And I tell you, whenever I was laying there for those 2 weeks, you do like, I totally understand why people commit suicide whenever they're in pain because
Like
it's
chronic pain, yeah.
constantly every day. Like, I would get up in the middle of the night and walk around in the living room, which hurt 10 times worse, just so I could lay back in the bed and get some sort of relief because the pain wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
And it's every moment, and you can't take care of yourself. You can't do anything. And at 17, too, like that's such a young age to be gifted with something and then have it ripped away, being able to process that and know that
Yeah, it's a
there's
lot
a
to take
light.
in.
Yeah, that there things will
Exactly.
get better. So, oi.
Yeah. Like I said, I've had that same experience, and I was close-ish to 17 at the time when I had to have 2 foot surgeries in a row, which kept me out all summer. And I know it's not that big of a deal to lose an entire summer, but it felt like a really big deal, especially after the first couple of weeks when I was like not, I realized like it still hurt. And I wasn't able to go do anything at all because if I put my foot down, it would turn like dark purple because something circulation wise was wrong. But yeah, it was terrible.
I
And
remember.
I mean, I had calluses on my knees from crawling everywhere. I don't have balance. So it's
No.
not a choice. But just, yeah, I don't know. It was terrible. I don't know. And then, yeah, you're right. So you're already mentally in a bad place because you just had surgery. Yeah. And then to have that taken away.
I remember how fast you were, though, crawling. You were
Oh,
really
yeah.
fast.
That's because I had 4 months of practice.
Yeah. I
I'm
remember
sure I
you
looked
crawling.
so weird, like a grown person, because I was what, like 19 or something?
It was kind
I
of
don't
like the
know.
ring, you know, like
Yeah.
coming out of the TV. Oh.
I did not care. I fell into, I remember the thermostat was at the bottom of our
Oh.
stairs, and I fell into the thermostat because I lost my balance. I think just trying to mentally prepare to go up the stairs with my crutches, and it cut my arm. And I was like, nope, these
Nope.
crutches ain't for me. Like, I'm gonna have to find another mode of transportation
Oh,
because this
man.
ain't the one. But yeah,
Well,
anyways.
and to circle back to your comment about Brownella, we were really close, so we probably passed through Marion.
See, look at
It's
that. I knew
22
it.
miles away from each other, so we probably passed right through it. You're so smart.
I just noticed things.
You do. I'm just driving, listening to Alanis Morissette singing.
I'm doing that too, but
Yeah. Okay. At the age of 18, he faced legal trouble when he was arrested in November of 1994 for grabbing his then girlfriend by the throat. You can't do that.
no, you're not
Can't
allowed to do that.
do it. A few years later, he found himself in trouble again, this time for robbery, resulting in a 4-year sentence, although he was released after about a year.
They
So
always be doing that. They always do that.
they never learn their lesson. Like, we need a redemption tale of, like, I got out a year in a year from
After,
jail and I changed my whole life and now I'm the president of the United States.
yeah, we need
Something.
that. Something like that. 'Cause yeah, no, it's always they got out early. They ended up doing real bad stuff.
Moving forward, Sean entered a relationship with Christina Hildreth. Initially, they were happy together, but Sean's true nature soon emerged. He displayed traits of violence, control, and jealousy, alongside with moments of coldness and indifference towards his bewildered girlfriend. Could you imagine just like all those emotions? You're like, what is happening?
Like what?
Which one am I going to get? You know, it's almost like multiple personality stuff going on
And
here.
like the indifference, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you are indifferent towards me,
Oof. I'd rather you be mad at
me
me than
too.
indifferent.
Me too.
Do not disregard me ever.
Right. It'll be the last mistake you make. But yeah, so yeah, weird.
Really weird. Okay, on one occasion, he violently assaulted her, repeatedly striking her in the face. Could you imagine somebody punching you in the face multiple times? No. And then gripped her throat tightly, leading to his arrest and another 180-day jail sentence. What?
That is not long enough.
No.
Isn't it crazy that you get a 4 years for robbery, but for violent assault, you get 180 days?
That could have killed her. I
Yeah.
feel like that's attempted murder. If you're grabbing my throat, you're trying to
Yeah.
strangle me to death.
And that's just like violent.
Yeah.
4 years for a robbery and
I
180 days for that. That's wild to me.
agree. Our system's so jacked.
Still, Sean's charm and apparent friendliness were welcome to women. He did not have trouble. And he went on to have three children with three different women. So, despite all of the violence, and like, do these people Google who they're dating? I guess that probably wasn't an option then.
Probably
But
not, but you definitely should.
yeah, definitely now do that because they would have seen this guy's history here. But he was able to do that, have three children with three different women. He married one of those women, Sean's now ex-wife, Amber Bowman. She says she met him in 2011 when he started attending services at her church with his mother.
He was trying to get some.
She said he was extremely handsome. He had a great smile and sweetness about his eyes. He was very kind and very compassionate. Amber said that she fell head over heels in love with him. Isn't that crazy that you can like fall in love with, as you will soon find out, a complete psychopath, and that they look sweet around the eyes?
Whenever they're
You
crazy,
should be
probably
able
have
to just,
crazy eyes.
yeah, you should just be able to tell these things, you would think, right? I don't know. So, not the case. The pair were married for 4 months after meeting. So they met, and then several months after that, she gave birth to a daughter.
Dang.
Yep. Amber said Sean started to seem restless and, quote, Sean always demanded things sexually. He was forceful with me. It was his way or no way. Looking in his eyes, it seemed like there a darkness there.
Oh, so
So
no
she
more kind
saw it.
eyes.
Yeah, apparently he switched like a flip. Flipped like a switch.
I knew what you were
Whatever.
saying. I'm with you.
Whatever.
It works both ways.
It does, doesn't it? Which one's right though? Is it flipped like a switch?
Switch, switch,
I said it switched like a flip first. Does it make
flipped like a switch. Yes.
That's gotta be it. That's gotta be the one. Yeah. So he just snapped. And they divorced just a year into their marriage. So they met, got married, had a kid real quick. And then got the divorce.
I have something to say about that. The reason why he had to get her so fast with 4 months is because he probably couldn't
He
keep it
couldn't
locked in the
keep.
cage that long.
Yeah, probably. Amber recalled him saying, "If I can't see my daughter, no one will."
Oh, God.
Like, what the heck is that? That's
I would
not where
straight
the
up.
storyline goes, but like, who says that?
Right. A freaking psychopath. I don't like this
Yep.
guy. Sean's challenges extended beyond romantic entanglements. And can I just tell you how much I love the word entanglement? I love that word.
A good one.
I feel like we need to use it more.
We should probably try to use it once an episode.
Oh, yes. I'm sure we could find it.
I
There are
bet
other
we could.
things that not romantic, but all kinds of entanglements with the law, with
Yep.
murdering, all kinds of stuff. We're going
There's
to
a
do
lot
that.
of options. Yes, we are. Write it down.
After being turned down for a loan by a friend, he sent a disturbing text message. Meet the other me, he says.
What the
What does that
heck?
mean?
Right? What a weird text message to say after your friend doesn't loan you money. What do you do when you get that text message? Meet the other me? No thanks. Stay away from me.
I'm gonna send that
What
to
is
you.
that?
I'm gonna say, I need $900,000. And you'd be like, no. And I'm gonna be like, meet the other me. And you'd
Hard
be like,
pass.
shut
Uninterested. Yes, you're right.
So Sean wandered through Mansfield, Ohio, shifting from one woman to another, exploiting their kindness and generosity, I'm sure, with his very kind, charming eyes. Rather than maintaining steady employment, he viewed women as opportunities. And women, let's just come out with it. We can be so dumb.
Yeah, it
I
happens.
have been so dumb before.
Yes, you have.
so dumb. And I was used to like this and
Yeah.
not good. And it's crazy.
It's
Once you come out
terrible.
of it, you're like, how the hell did that
What the
happen?
heck? Yeah. Yeah.
What just happened here? But it happens. So let's just try to be smarter. Let's listen to our friends, look at the eyes and not see kindness. There's a devil in there, probably.
Probably.
During this period, he encountered two women who would later become his victims: Rebecca Lisi, who was 31, and Candace Cunningham, who was 29.
This stuff
Uh-oh.
is sad.
Okay.
And when you see, like, I don't know, it gets sad. And when you see, like, what they look like and understand the circumstances, it's just very sad. So Rebecca, the 31-year-old, she was a sex worker and was discovered deceased in March 2015, and her death was attributed to an overdose. Sean later claimed that he had engaged in an altercation with Rebecca in an abandoned building where he had agreed to pay for sex. He alleged that the dispute started when he discovered she had attempted to cheat him. In a recorded interview, he stated she kept fighting and trying to leave. Boom, put her to sleep.
Oh my God.
Right?
No, you didn't put her to sleep. You killed her.
Ugh, he is sick. He
Wow.
confessed to ensuring her demise by strangling her. So he strangled, ended up strangling her.
Wow.
Wouldn't let her leave.
That's awful.
Candace Cunningham, she lived with Sean in Mansfield until she disappeared in 2015. Despite efforts by the police, there were no leads initially. The sole individual that even knew about Candace was Sean himself. Like, he's the only person that knew where she was, that she was staying with him. Nobody else had any idea what was going on. Ultimately, he directed the police to her remains, which were located behind a burned down house in Richland County. And that happened the day that he was arrested.
So did he confess to killing her too and then took them to the body? Okay. Well, at least who knows if she would have ever been discovered. So at least he did the
Yeah.
right thing there, which is
Yeah.
surprising, honestly.
Yeah, it is, 'cause a lot of times, well, sometimes they don't, sometimes they do.
During questioning, Sean also confessed to the murder of 23-year-old Dana Lowry, who had been reported missing in Marion County in 2005. In March 2007, decomposed human remains were discovered less than a mile from his family residence. So he put her close to home. It wasn't until 2019, through the DNA Doe Project, that Dana's identity was confirmed. Sean had encountered Dana when she was selling magazines. After a subscription she sold to Sean's mother failed to arrive, Sean's mom complained, which triggered him and his actions because she didn't receive a magazine.
Yeah. Yep. Because she didn't get a
That's.
magazine and didn't like do anything about it either,
Right.
other than complain out loud.
Right. Like, oh man, I wish I could read that with my coffee. To be honest with you, I don't know when things come and when they don't.
Me either. And but she did, because she complained, but she didn't tell anybody else. Like, if there's a mistake, you gotta like
Call the
call
magazine.
somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He admitted to abducting and killing Dana, disposing of her body, removing all personal items, and burning it for a
Excessive
magazine.
for no reason. Yeah, for a magazine. Like, what?
Which could have been just lost at the post office.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It could have been any number of things. And his mom could have like not even been that upset about it. I don't know.
Yeah, just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Retired Marion County Sheriff Tim Bailey recounted how Sean monitored the news for a year, anticipating something to come up. Sean was approximately 30 years old at the time of the murder. Dana left behind two young daughters, both under the age of five at the time of her death. Again, for a magazine.
Tragedy. This
God,
is
that's
tragic.
awful.
And then they didn't identify her for that long.
Right.
So now, to tell you how Sean ended up finally being caught, this story is terrifying and it is crazy. There was a woman who we're going to call Jane Doe because they've been able to keep her identity under wraps.
Oh,
Thank
good.
goodness for that
Yeah.
too. And she was his demise. Doe knew Sean because she played badminton with him around her apartment complex. But after Sean gained her trust, he switched over, flipped that switch. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one. And he turned into a complete violent monster. He has shown this to be his true self. So here he is again. He trapped her in his apartment. He tortured and raped her there for days. Her hands were bound and tied to the bed, and Jane Doe was quoted as having said she was sexually assaulted in every way imaginable. So
That's
she
awful.
survived a terrible amount of time with him.
Which is weird, right? Because he didn't do that with anybody else. He just killed
No.
them. And it was more like anger, like.
Well, you know, I guess we don't really know that about Candace, who's living with him.
Yeah, that's true. That's
We
true.
don't really know because he could have said whatever he wanted at that point,
Yeah,
right?
that's true.
But yeah, it's not really his typical keep for multiple days.
Right.
It's not his typical thing.
So the first night of Doe's captivity, Sean hardly slept at all, which gave her no opportunity to try to escape in any way. The second day of endless assaults, Sean eventually passed out cold. His phone was right next to him and it was going off over and over, but Sean was in too deep of a sleep to be woke by the phone ringing right next to him. So he was out.
Yeah.
Jane Doe saw this as her opportunity to escape, and she reached over on over top of him, who was sleeping, and dialed 911 while she was still partially bound. Could you imagine
Nope.
just
That
looking at his
how
eyes?
scared you would be.
'Cause you know if he caught you, you're dead. Like, that's it. You're done.
Yeah,
So
and
what?
being partially bound, trying to make no sound while you're trying to get that phone, like
And over top of him too, like I just can't, I can't. Good for you, girlfriend.
And the core strength that it
Yes.
probably takes to lean over somebody like that. Oh my gosh, that just makes my heart like
Yeah.
beat out of my chest. So, of course, she had to whisper to the operator that answered the phone, and she whispered that she'd been abducted. The operator asked her if she was able to escape, which you can actually listen to this 911 call.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's available. And it was kind of annoying. And I think if I'm remembering correctly, and this is the right one, because I actually did these notes before our break.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure this was the one where the operator kept trying to get her to escape. Like kept trying to say, like, you should escape then. And she's like, I cannot. Like, are you sending somebody? So the 911 call is chilling, and I think worth a listen if you're
And don't
interested.
you think that if somebody could
They
escape, they
would.
would be
If they
gone?
could, they would. Like, come
Right.
on. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure this is that one. So she, you know, said she couldn't escape over and over again. And she also, yeah, so she said she couldn't because she was afraid of waking him up. She was able to direct them to her location. And after that initial exchange, the 911 operator hears her say, "Oh shit." And the line goes quiet for like a few
Oh my
minutes.
God, no.
That's in the 911 recording too. So like you can hear that. Can you imagine sitting for a few, because you they fast forwarded, I'm pretty sure, but like sitting for a few minutes when you're the 911 operator,
No.
I would
No.
die.
Yes, I would be. Oh my God.
The suspense would literally kill me. And her sitting there waiting to get caught,
Yeah, everybody needs heart medication, I
I
feel like, after that. Holy
yeah.
cow. Eventually, Jane Doe attempted to pick the phone back up, but oh no, she bumped Sean's taser, waking him up because those things are loud. He sat straight up in bed and stared at the floor before lying back down again, not realizing that Jane Doe was using the phone to reach the police. Thank
Thank
the
God.
Lord. Oh, could
That would
you?
be
Oh my God.
terrifying.
I would
No.
shit my pants. Oh, the house where they were located is a house that Sean was squatting in. And when the police arrived, they found Jane Doe and two composing bodies, decomposing, I'm sorry. The bodies were identified as being Stacy Stanley, who is 43, and Elizabeth Griffin, who is 29. So he was just piling them up at that point. So probably he probably did the same thing to them too.
Probably. What did they call that when they like a serial killer goes into like a manic?
Yeah, what is that called?
That's called a
Dang.
thing, and that kind of seems like what that is. 'Cause
Yeah, like
before he
he's
was
just.
like, yeah, he had hit that manic episode or something. I don't know. I forget what that's
Trying
called
to.
too.
It's like I know the cooling off period is after.
Which he was taking cooling off periods, but he's not during these. I'm assuming he's not during these three, because how long can you squat in a house?
I don't know.
Maybe he
Maybe it's
was
a
there
while.
over the course of a long time. I don't know. I guess I'm not sure. But
Yeah.
before his sentencing, Sean expressed his dread of facing the death penalty to the police officers, stating, "I really would like to stay alive through all this." Too
Should
bad,
have thought
bitch.
about that. Right.
Too bad. In a chilling admission, he added, "I would have loved to have been able to do a lot, but I know I wouldn't have been able to get away with it."
So that was him being like easy.
Yeah. Seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
That is
Yeah.
so many innocent women.
So just think about like what that means. How many more is he talking about here? Like one a day or what?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
The trial for Sean's crimes commenced with 2 weeks dedicated to jury selection on April 9th, 2018. So it was like kind of recent. Opening statements were presented on April 23rd, marking the beginning of the trial. On May 2nd, Sean, displaying no remorse whatsoever, pleaded guilty to 15 of the charges against him. Subsequently, on May 7th, he was found guilty of the murders of Stacy Stanley and Elizabeth Griffith, which are the bodies that they found in the house with him. On June 1st, Sean received a death sentence. Although an initial execution date was set for September 13th, 2018, listen to this. It was postponed due to a pending appeal to the Ohio Supreme Court. The defense counsel in the trial was Robert Whitney and Rolf Whitney. And I'm not going to read the rest of the team there, but it got postponed, right?
Yeah.
Now you go ahead.
So on March 1st, 2019, marked the date when Sean entered a guilty plea for the murders of Rebecca Lacey and Candace Cunningham. He received a life sentence without parole for Lacey's murder and 17 years to life for the other charges with consecutive sentencing. What does that even mean?
I don't know, because after you get the death penalty,
You're
now they're
done.
giving him these other sentences where it's the life sentence. And then I don't know. And
I
why
never
would it
understood
be
that.
less
Right.
for one person than it is another? Like, I don't get it. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Don't
Okay.
know either. Yeah, circumstances, I guess, but all of these are pretty similar circumstances, I feel like.
Yeah.
So
Well,
what's the situation here? But continue to read, because I learned something that I don't think I knew.
later on September 11th, 2019, Sean pleaded guilty to the murder of Dana Lowry and received a life sentence without parole, along with additional 16 years. Again, was that
No,
was
unsure
the
why.
matter?
Don't know.
They're just trying to make sure he's he has a sentence
If
for
something goes
every,
off, then yeah, but also like
still.
again, why are they so different?
Yeah, I don't know. However, on December 10th, 2020, Sean's appeal against the death sentence was denied by the Ohio Supreme Court. The court affirmed the sentence, stating no mitigation or reversible error existed in Sean's case, thereby dismissing his appeal. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
His execution date is scheduled for March 19th, 2025, next
Okay,
year,
get ready. Keep going.
when he was transferred to Lucasville. The method of execution is yet to be determined as Ohio discontinued the use of lethal injection in 2020, and the state law currently prohibits any other method. So, okay.
Okay, so let me, what is that?
I have
What are we
things.
doing? Okay, what?
So, I think you should watch John Oliver Last Week Tonight, especially this last episode, because they
Was
just
this in
talked
the
about
last
this.
episode? What? You've been telling me to watch that forever and I haven't. Okay, well, I'm gonna definitely watch this episode because I did not realize this was the case. And like, what do they do for the
So
people that states come up?
that's the problem. So no pharmaceutical companies wants their name on a drug that kills people because of the big hoopla with it, right? So they
Right.
have things in place to try to, like, blacklist those company names so nobody can tell who's doing what, but still they don't want to touch it. So
Now.
there is such a need for the debt, whatever, I don't know what the name of it is, but whatever that lethal injection drug is, there's such a need for
Yeah.
it. Nobody can get it. They have actually went to other other things that aren't approved by the FDA and everything like that. And it sh there's been states that have purchased from these people, and it's like essentially buying drugs out of somebody's truck. And
Is
so
it working
some of them are,
appropriately?
but
Okay.
no. But no, not all of them are. And then
Oh
that's
my
the big stink
God.
because it took one guy like 3 hours to die.
Did
And
his family sue the state?
I don't know the answer to that,
I
but
feel like they could lose so much money.
oh,
So much.
yeah.
The state could be losing so much money on that because you should absolutely sue the state.
Yeah.
As
So
his family.
that's the issue. It's like, what is this, Swift and whatever? And
Yeah.
that's not, what is that, whenever you're not, crap, they
I
said
don't
it in the
remember.
episode. It's like, not cruel and unusual punishment is what it is. So they're seeing
Yeah.
it's cruel and unusual to do
It
that, which it is.
is. Yeah. Don't just, I do not disagree with that. That could be an argument all day. But still, like, we're not allowed to purposefully torture people.
No.
And that's basically what that is, like, complete negligence.
Yes. So that's the issue with that. However, I
Are
don't
there not
understand.
any other countries that we could purchase that from?
I don't know.
That's like
Watch.
reputable that we could then turn around and sue if something terrible happens like that? I don't
I
know. It's
think it's
really
like the FDA. Like, the
weird.
FDA has to approve the drugs, and they're not, like, because they're not reputable companies. So I don't know. You should watch. It's a really good episode, and it was. That's the reason why I know that this is a thing. However, I don't understand, because I am for the death penalty, even though a lot of people are not. Why don't they just go back to the old ways? Like, if you can't
I
get the
think, did they
drugs.
stop doing, that because that was then determined to be cruel and unusual, not swift and whatever?
I don't know. I don't, because then I was like, well, what about the gas chamber? Because that was a thing too at some point, but. That must have been not quick enough to
Right.
hang
That's what
them.
I'm wondering, if there's nothing that's not
Chop
reliable.
their neck off. Like they did it with Marie Antoinette. Like, that is swift and gets the job done. Why are
That would be
we
terrifying.
absolutely 100%, maybe a deterrent for people to not commit crimes and kill people
Maybe. I
because
don't
they don't
know.
want their head chopped off. I don't know. I just.
I feel like they've done studies that you can still see. And like, when your head's chopped off, you can still like see and like maybe feel. I don't
Like a
remember the
cockroach.
details. Yeah, for like a while.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're gonna be
We
divvying
should
out this
just
death
blow up
penalty,
people's heads.
yeah, there's We are in 2024. Are you telling me there's not a way?
There's no
Get
way.
AI to do it. Get we want all these robots. Then they'll break free and start killing everybody else. But you know, then
Right.
it would be on nobody's conscience because that's why they didn't want to do the shooting thing because somebody's bullet's gonna kill them. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is that if you're gonna give somebody a death sentence, you got to be able to carry it out because I feel like that
Yeah.
is also
It's
cruel
like
and
poor
unusual.
parenting 101.
Yeah, you can't just say things and not carry it
Do
out.
them. Because the people, they'll figure that out.
They will. And then it's like, oh, well, it's just a life
Then
sentence
they're
because
gonna take advantage of you.
before they figure this out, I'll be dead. I'll be dead of natural causes.
So yeah, there's that for you. This is
Yeah.
like a recent-ish story, and it's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That is wild. But I highly recommend Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. He's so funny. And their budget must be extreme. It's so good. You should really watch the last episode on this lethal injection stuff because it is very interesting.
I will.
Okay,
Oops,
well,
sorry.
do
I'm
you want to
yawning
cite your
because I'm tired
sources?
now. Yes. I used all that's interesting.com, yahoo.com, heavy.com, wikipedia.com, and oxygen.com for my notes.
Lovely.
Because
Okay.
there's not like, I don't know, there's so many different articles
Yeah. I
out there
feel like
about this. So
there was a lot of good information on here. I never heard of this.
I hadn't either, and we're like really close, and
Yeah.
again, semi-recent.
Yeah, with
We
current
were
events.
around. Yeah. I feel like
Yikes.
maybe I read something about this like in a little news blurb, but not like
All that.
this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank goodness he got caught. And
Absolutely. Now
thank
we just
goodness she
gotta
was okay.
figure out how to kill them.
What to do with them. Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed episode 175 on Sean Great, the ladies' man killer. Again, thank you so much for all your support and sticking with us through this crazy time. We will be back to it now bi-weekly, and make sure to check out our Patreon for weekly episodes. We love you all.
Yay. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.